tell us where you're at with your future.
Very close. Meeting the chairman this afternoon, around about 3 o'clock. So hopefully there'll be an announcement before the Rochdale game on Saturday.
How pleasing will it be to get this sorted?
Well, first and foremost, it's a fantastic football club, the history of the football club. You just have to look at what managers have been here as such in the past as such. I think the chairman's had three managers here as such. Hopefully I'll be the fourth and in place for a long while.
Will it be to the end of the season and beyond, as you understand it?
We're still discussing that, yeah.
Okay, what dialogue have you had so far? What indications, though, from the chairman? Because we spoke to him this week, he said he speaks to you pretty much every day.
Yeah, he does, I suppose. He comes up to training ground. Again, like I say, the pleasing thing is at the end of the day, he cares about the football club. He's totally interested in what's going on. He shows his face up here. It's great for the players to see the chairman. I don't know how many football clubs that happens at. And he's welcome to come up. We don't hide anything here as such, so he's welcome to come up.
You've had it for 11 games. For how long has this been niggling at you, though? First few games for any caretaker manager kind of comes and goes, but the longer it goes on, I guess the more it plays on your mind, does it?
Well, I look back to the Leeds performance and you think, like I say, I'll keep repeating myself, but and you keep asking the same questions, but the result's the most important thing, and to get the performance that we did against Leeds was fantastic. And so when that didn't get me the job full-time, you start to think, well, hang on a minute, what do you need to do? But at the end of the day, that's the chairman's prerogative. He's entitled to do it how he wants to do. He's asked me to get the team prepared and organised and ready for the games that we've had coming up. It's technically 11 games. Hopefully, I don't have to wait for the 12th game before it's announced. If I do, I've just got to accept it and get on with it.
When you've been caretaker at other clubs, has that led to a permanent job at other clubs you've been at? Or has it always been an interim period, then you've left and someone else has come in?
The only time it has is with Southampton, and I think I've said before, is beating Arsenal and Manchester United at the Dell in the last two games ever at the Dell helped my cause to get the job. And then obviously the other times I've been caretaker, it's held the fort, had decent success, but either the owners or the chairmen have decided to go down another route employing staff, and you know what happens with that, with the baggage that comes with the staff. More often than not, I've ended up losing my job.
Is the title important to you?
I've been doing the job for 11 games, so the title's not important. I know I've been doing the job. I would have think it just takes all the speculation away once it's finally... You'll be asking me different questions next week, won't you, if it's put to bed as such.
A few more extra quid in the bank, maybe?
I don't know. Got to sit down and talk with that. Now, at the end of the day, they're little details that just need to be thrashed out.
What about coaching staff? Lee Bullen's been alongside you. Is that something you'd look at? Would you like Lee to continue as he is or go back to his old job?
Well, again, like I say, the pleasing thing is there's good staff here as such. So you can't ignore what is already here. The chairman knows my thoughts on what I want to do with staff as such. So, like I say, we'll announce things when the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Okay, so not saying one way or the other what's going to happen to Lee just yet then?
I think Lee will definitely be staying, yes.
Right, alongside yourself?
Yeah, he'll definitely be staying, yes.
And the players, it's often said players get managers the sack, but it's worked in reverse this time, hasn't it? They've got you the job. How much credit do you give them for putting you in this position that ultimately you're going to be in now?
Well, at the end of the day, I've had 11 games as caretaker, and the reason why I've probably had 11 games is down to the players, because of the performances they produced. At the end of the day, like I keep saying, is that players keep on saying, oh, the players have stopped playing for the manager. No, the players play for themselves first and their families. That's the most important thing. And credit to the players is they're all in good form, good spirits, the atmosphere is good, and long may it continue. But again, like I said, the players deserve all the credit.
What about players coming in this striker that you've been looking for? Any joy?
Well, it's not just one striker. There was a list of three strikers. Unfortunately, we've missed out because they've gone elsewhere for geographical reasons. But you can't just have your sights on one. Unfortunately, it never falls in the place that you want. But the disappointing thing is we hope to get one in before this weekend. Unfortunately, that's not happened. But fingers crossed again, once my role's been clarified, and there's a bit of clarity on it, maybe that might help. But I don't think that at the end of the day, players want to come and play football. The pleasing thing is Sheffield Wednesday's more attractive proposition now because of where we are in the league, but we've achieved nothing at the minute. We've got to make sure we keep grabbing as many points as we can and moving up the league. Obviously got a difficult cup tie this week. We want to get through to the fifth round as well.
Was Billy Sharp a player that you were trying to bring here?
I think the problem again you've got is that any championship team is looking to strengthen at the forward area, so anybody of Billy's quality that comes available, you'd be interesting, because he's proven that he's got the experience, and for whatever decision he's decided to go to Doncaster.
Did you try for him though?
It was one that we were in for, yes.
Yeah, Prosvich gone to Barnsley, might be another one. It seems like all the same clubs are chasing the similar type of players. Prosvich another one that's gone to Barnsley?
Well, you're asking the question. Like I say, we're all looking at the same players, because the ones that aren't in the starting 11 of the Premiership are not on getting on the bench as such, but they're in the 25s. Mm. So they need to get out. And then, like I said, it's a domino effect when they've signed players. So we're all chasing really them sort of same players. But we've got to make sure we bring the right players in. And again, I don't want to talk about other teams' players, because that's just speculating.
Fryett, who was popular here before, doesn't appear to have a future where he is now. Is he on your list?
He's on this list that you're going to ask me. Yeah. No, Matty again is one that he's at the moment his whole city's player. He's getting off the bench. Now, whether that changes is now with Shane Long. Again, that's down to Hull City, what they do with the player. But somebody of Matty's quality, we would definitely be interested in.
Have you asked the question? Because he worked so well with Wickham, didn't he, first time round?
Yeah, did do, yeah, yeah. The questions have been asked, yeah, and obviously just waiting on answers as well.
Mm. Do you expect things to move? Because we're getting towards the end of the window now. Or might it be the window closes and then loans are done not long after?
Yeah, obviously the emergency loan happens. But the thing is, again, it's... last thing I'd want to be doing is 11:59 on the or whatever or 4:59 whatever the window shuts as such. No, you want to get your players in as quickly as possible, get them bedded down in and as such, and also probably the dressing room needs a lift as well to see new players in, and you need that competition as well.
And on Wickham, any kind of discussions with Sunderland in terms of extending that to the end of the season? The chairman alluded to it the other day.
Yeah, we want to extend it. I've spoken to Gus and waiting for Gus again. Sunderland's come back to us, allowing us to whether to extend it. But again, because the window's open, I see speculation here, there and everywhere connected with Connor as well. So fingers crossed we can extend it hopefully to the rest of the season. Sunderland had a fantastic win again last night, so whether it's teed up for Connor to go back and score in the Carling Cup or League Cup final, who knows? At the end of the day, like I say, it's down to Gus's decision in the end.
Are you aware of any concrete offers for Connor?
No, not aware, only reading what I read in the press.
Yeah. And in terms of your form, it's terrific, isn't it? I mean, you've had 11 games after all, have you said? 5 wins, 4 draws, 2 defeats. Things are ticking along very nicely for you just now.
Well, I'm a great believer in 11 players going out there full of confidence and having that attitude, we're not going to get beat. And I think that showed at Burnley against a very good Burnley side. When we were put under pressure, we defended well. Like I keep on saying about defending with 11, we certainly did that at Burnley. Disappointed we didn't get a penalty that could have obviously got us the 3 points. But we're going into a batch of games now where we're going in with confidence. But you've still got to match that confidence with the hard work and the graft. And I've got a set of players that are doing that at this moment in time.
Can I ask you about Chris Maguire? A player who seems to be reborn just now. 4 goals in 5. How would you sum up what he's done in the last few weeks since coming back into the picture?
Well, he's had an opportunity and he's grabbed it. That's the most important thing. And any player I say, you've got the shirt, make sure you keep hold of the shirt. At this moment in time, Chris has got the shirt and he don't want to let go of it. What disappointed me again last week is that against Burnley, for him to get booked for diving was so disappointing, because I know Chris Maguire. Mm. Chris Maguire's not on the penalties because Connor was on the penalties. So when Chris Maguire goes down, he's only going down because he's been tripped, because he was going to get his shot off. And so that's the disappointing thing. So that's why he's a disgruntled little Scotsman at the moment, because he knows he was his legs were taken away from him, and he's just disappointed as well to get the yellow card as well.
He's shown good character though, hasn't he, to come back from where he was, because he was well out of the picture, wasn't he, for a while, but to then come in and do what he's done, I guess he deserves a lot of credit for that.
He deserves, yeah, because at the end of the day he's kept himself in good shape. He went to Coventry. Again, it just shows players need to be playing first-team football to keep that sharpness. Mm. So, again, we're grateful for Coventry to take him. He's come back fully fit. But the pleasing thing is now he's had a run of games. He's found a little position for himself on that right-hand side. He works up and down with Liam Palmer very well. And he's scoring goals. He's contributing to the team. But not just Chris Maguire. I think all the front four, the front four midfield players have put unbelievable work and effort, work a shift in. They all look very, very effective. Looked a bit tired against Burnley, But like I say, it doesn't always go for you, but what you sometimes you do is the ugly side of the game, tracking back, blocking shots, blocking crosses, and they did that against Burnley.
And you tied up McPhail for another month earlier this week. Why did you feel that was important?
I just think it just is his experience and his knowledge. He's not played much recently, but it's what he gives us on the training pitch. But again, I know I can put him on in certain games where I feel that we can get the ball down and play a little bit more. He has an effect on the game, but like I say, he's been a valuable member of the playing staff in and around the dressing room as well.
And are you likely to have anybody back in contention this weekend who's been out injured?
Charles Coke, probably the only one. Reader will be touch and go. Reader will probably have a fitness test again Friday or Saturday morning. But it might be a bit too early for him on Saturday, but Giles Coe could be available for selection as well.
Buxton, where's he at?
No, Buxton's... I think Buxton's seen another specialist. His scan has shown something up in the... something in the muscle. I think it's a bit of a cyst, so that probably just needs draining away. So touch wood, that might just speed him up after that.
And how do you look at this cup tie next? You've got a big game at Millwall, of course, on Tuesday. Is it a challenge for you to find the right balance for the two games, or do you just...
No.
Take each as it comes.
Just take each as it comes. I think we're out. I think we're ball eight for the draw next for Sunday. So I look at it thinking, hopefully we're looking up for number eight with Sheffield Wednesday on Sunday.
Without being disrespectful to Rochdale, and you shouldn't be given the run they're on, you've got to see this as a great opportunity, haven't you, to make the fifth round?
It'd be a very, very difficult tie. And I know I saw him at Chesterfield the other night, the gate down and play. Keith made six changes to his team. It'd be nice to be out that. Be in that comfortable position of making six changes, but I don't know what team he'll do. One thing I do know is the team that I'll be putting out will be prepared, organised, and they'll be at it. And and the goal is as such is to get to the fifth round.
And the fact that you've come through a tie against lower league opposition already, does that help? The fact you've gone through that experience?
Yeah, the players can grab that experience from that, but also I can use it as a tool to say, look. Remember them last 20 minutes against Macclesfield away when suddenly they let the crowd wake up. We didn't put it to bed. You can be punished, but like I say, they'll be physically and tactically ready. I think, again, the pleasing thing is, because like I said, from the Macclesfield experience, they'll be mentally ready as well.
As we talk now, your rivals potentially might get through as well across the way. A game against them, a game against United in the fifth round could potentially be on, couldn't it? Is that something that would excite you?
You're sounding like the chairman now. No. At the end of the day, like I say, I'm not in control of the draw. The pleasing thing is we need to be in the draw on Sunday. We're looking for ball eight.